You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
11,000 calls were made to the Ministry of Social Development benefit fraud hotline, resulting in just over 400 convictions. The ministry can investigate people without their knowledge, often asking associates personal questions about the person accused of fraud's life. Over 3,000 of these calls were accusing a person was in a relationship in the nature of marriage, which can result in their individual benefits being stopped if the ministry finds they're dependent on the other person. I spoke with Ricardo Menendez March from Auckland Action Against Poverty about the system and its many flaws.
So there were 6,000 benefit fraud investigations made by the Ministry of Social Development last year, with just over 400 convictions. How sort of invasive are these investigations?
Well, they are incredibly invasive when you consider that when the ministry considers that there are sufficient grounds to start an investigation, the ministry grants itself powers to contact the beneficiaries, acquaintances, family members, or even workmates to ask incredibly personal questions that may be in relation to their sex life or in generally to their intimate life. And during that time, they're not contacting the person on the benefit being investigated to even let them know that there is an investigation happening, or to at least try and sit down and settle the issue with the person affected.
So do the investigators sort of just have free rein to do what they like?
Well, in many ways they do. And for many people who are being investigated, they don't find out that they're being investigated until they're being approached by an acquaintance or a family member who may have had an incredibly uncomfortable conversation about the person being investigated sex life with an MSD investigator. And I just don't think that's an approach that suits a government that considers itself to take a compassionate approach to issues around welfare.
And there's a hotline that people can call to give the ministry information of people they think might be committing benefit fraud. Is this kind of abused?
It is abused. There were over 11,000 calls made in a period of 1 year. And the fact that people can call and dob others anonymously, and that MSD will still take these anonymous calls as, evidence or as a basis for an investigation, puts people in incredibly vulnerable situations. So you could have a vindictive ex-partner who calls Work and Income, who calls the MSD hotline anonymously to dob the beneficiary in, claiming some, ridiculous allegation that they're, in a permanent relationship with somebody who may just be their flatmate.
This seems like quite a few, 11,000 calls. Is this sort of an increase on previous years?
When we requested the figures for the most recent years, they only gave us that, that year. So they haven't given us the figures for other years. But independent of that, 11,000 is still an incredibly high figure when you consider that the people successfully prosecuted is only about 400. So, the ministry actively encourages by setting up these systems for people to be accusing others of benefit fraud. And I think that's a culture that just encourages abuse and biases, and that I think needs to go.
Many of the benefits, the investigations were about people who might be in relationships while receiving an individual benefit. Can you sort of talk about how these investigations happen and why they happen?
Well, once MSD considers a beneficiary to be in what they call a relationship in the nature of marriage, their benefit entitlement changes. And what ends up happening is that the marriage rate of a benefit is actually lower than two single people on a benefit, which is really antiquated and almost Victorian.
Yeah.
But for many people as well, if you're in the benefit and you're dating somebody who's earning above the income threshold, you may lose all your entitlements because MSD assumes that you'll just be fully financially dependent on the other person. And so you can kind of see how through this hotline, people can abuse these legislative pieces to accuse others to, take them to court. Or you could also see why people may even lie about their nature of their relationship because they will lose access to much needed income.
Mm. I mean, how do they define a relationship in the nature of marriage? It's quite a sort of vague term, I guess.
It is pretty vague, and it's not that well defined in the legislation. I mean, there was a legal case almost 20 years ago now, that basically came with a definition that a relationship in the nature of marriage has to include financial and emotional interdependence. But even then, I mean, because of just how blurred the definition is, work and income can consider somebody to be in a relationship in the nature of marriage if you're two flatmates who may have hooked up once, you know, or who may have had, say, a bit of, you know, financial support amongst each other, but who may not have any sort of serious relationship going on. So MSD just does not account for, you know, modern relationships in today's time.
Have you seen a lot of cases like this?
Absolutely. People who have, I mean, we have had people come in who have been accused of being in a relationship in the nature of marriage with their boarder. You know, people who may be co-parenting, but not in a formal relationship, who are still accused of being in a relationship with the nature of marriage, despite the fact that they're not, you know, emotionally intimate or financially, you know, interdependent, and they're still faced with this investigation and at risk of losing their entitlements.
Is it quite hard to prove otherwise, sort of once the ministry believes that you are in a relationship in the nature of marriage? Is it quite difficult to prove otherwise?
It can be quite tricky to prove in situations where perhaps there is some form of financial interdependence, despite the fact that people may not be in an actual relationship. But even when it is easy to prove, just the fact that the ministry can grant itself all these investigative powers to invade people's lives, you know, may ruin somebody's life, even if they prove to be innocent, right? And I don't think any system should be able to pry into people's privacy in that way, particularly into our most vulnerable.
And, I mean, do you see any possible changes coming from this government?
Well, this is why we put out a call for the government to scrap the tip-off line and as well to review how people receive their entitlements. I mean, there is a review of the welfare system at the moment. The government set up a panel of experts to review the welfare system, and they'll be coming with their recommendations in February. So we'll be calling for these changes to be part of the recommendations this group makes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.